Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. You are solely responsible for your interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA. You understand that the Love Zone USA does not in any way screen its listeners, nor does the Love Zone USA inquire into the backgrounds of its listeners or attempt to verify the statements of its listeners. The Love Zone USA makes no representations or warranties as to the conduct of its listeners or their compatibility with any current or future listeners. In no event shall the Love Zone USA or Blog Talk Radio be liable for any damages whatsoever, whether direct, indirect, general, special, compensatory, consequential, and or incidental, arising out of or relating to the conduct of you or anyone else in connection with the use of this service, including without limitation bodily injury, emotional distress, and or any other damages resulting from communications or meetings with other listeners of this service or persons you meet through this service. You agree to take reasonable precautions in all interactions with other listeners of the Love Zone USA, particularly if you decide to meet in person. In addition, you understand that the Love Zone USA makes no guarantees, either express or implied, regarding your ultimate compatibility with individuals you meet through listening to the Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA. The Love Zone USA.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome, everybody, to the Girlfriend Network. I am your host, Denise Duran, for our special last episode of the year of the Girlfriend Network, How to Become a Better You. Thank you guys for listening in. If you want to listen to us, you can go to our website, www.thelovezoneusa.com. Click on the broadcast tab, click on the episode, and you can listen to us. Also, we're all available on Stitcher.com as well as TuneIn. Please check out for the Love Zone, and it's the last show of the year. I'm so excited. I'm with my boo, Tahira. How are you, Tahira?
Yes, I'm fabulous. So excited for this last show. Oh, we have so much to talk
about. Happy holidays, baby girl.
Yeah, you too.
How was your holidays?
Oh, my goodness. It was a blast. Family, kids, you know, it all, shopping and returning gifts.
Good. Yeah, same here, especially with the fam. You know, just going over a lot of things for the new year, things that I wanted to talk about and share with our listeners. Just as you guys know, you can listen to us, again, through Blog Talk Radio, The Love Zone USA. If anyone wants to listen to us, you can also call in, give your opinion, and listen at 347-539-5729. Now, we're going to talk about becoming a better you. Now, a thing that I was discussing, a lot of people, you know, were hitting me up on Facebook saying, what is it, a better you? Is this a new resolution every year? Blah, blah, blah. Someone wants to commit to something. Becoming a better you is just something that helps you improve your life. You know, when you're a better person, it centers yourself, you succeed, you get motivated, and you give that motivation to others. It doesn't have to only happen on the New Year's. But being that the New Year's is always a good way to start a clean state, people make these promises and they want to continue to become a better you. What significance, you know, do you think, Tahira, is pointers for becoming a better you? What is one thing? Because I'm going to go over a couple of things. Give me
okay.
One thing that you think is...
This is something that, you know, we talked about on our show as well, the Word Up show. I think first, it's not just a New Year's thing. It's a life change thing. This is something,
mm-hmm.
Don't set goals that you will not be able to live by or really realistically commit to. Be honest. Be brutally honest with yourself and write it down. It's important for you to set realistic goals for yourself. If you're deciding to become a better you, I think it should be more of a lifetime or more of a lifetime commitment, not just a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, that's true. That's what a lot of people were, you know, kind of talking to me about, that I told them about the show, and I know you experienced that on the Word Up show. Shout out to your show, and that you guys covered that as well. These are different premises and reasons being that you can make a lifestyle change. Some people want to become a better friend, you know, for the 2014 year, better sibling, better child, better employee. What do you really want to achieve? And like Tahira said, make it a lifetime changement. Make it something that's every day, not for the New Year, you know. One thing that helps me is envisioning who you are first. You know, figure
mm-hmm.
out who you are first and then vision who you want to become. I'm going to tell you who I am. I did this quick seminar, right, Tahira? And, you know, anybody that wants to call in, 347-539-5729. Give us a call in. I did this seminar a while back. It was like a spiritual kind of thing, and they made you write down four to five significant things that flow together that, you know, describe who you are, describe, you know, who you are, where you want to go, and who you are deep down inside. One thing that I came up with, I'm a natural communicator, social networker. That's me. I'm a natural communicator. I like to network. I'm a social person. It flows, and that's who I am. What I envision myself becoming is becoming a little bit more structured, becoming a little bit more managerial, and just becoming a little bit more structured and organized in the things I'm trying to build. Because if I am a communicator, I can communicate well. I know how to network. There's no point if you can't bring that to the table and manage those things and organize those things. So, you know, I don't know who you see yourself as, Tahira, and what you see yourself, you know, as a vision, but just wanted to share that with everybody. That's something that I do.
Okay. For me, I would say I'm a natural motivator, and I like to motivate other people to actually see their self where I see them. What I have to work on and get better at in the new year, people that don't want to see themselves at their best, to stop motivating them. So that's my opportunity. But I definitely get it.
No, I definitely get it too. And that's when I said me becoming much more of a structured person. And I felt the same way a little bit maybe last year, as far as what you're saying, the potential you see in someone and maybe they don't see it in themselves. You can't change anybody to see who they are.
I realize
if they don't
that, yeah.
envision who they are and they don't break it down of who truly they are and who truly they want to be, you can't do that for them. And that's just the type of person that you are, and I am like that as well, but sometimes it gets a little old. So that's another thing I wanted to commit myself to in 2014. Anyone who does not want to, you know, become superior or doesn't want to change an aspect, or I don't see making any strides, I can't divulge my energy to trying to make that person someone they're not. And that's in communication to what you said. Like, we've come across people. Let's talk about a little bit of relationships in 2014 and bettering yourself in relationships. You know, you have your friends, you have your family, you have, you know, your associates, you have, you know, people that you network with. But there's personal levels that you are on with each and every one of these people. My whole take on relationships for the 2014 and things I want to change is making sure that those relationships you have with those people, if they're your friends, if they're your business associate, keeping those relationships clean, keeping them pure, and keeping them honest, because you cannot succeed with any, you know, with anything that's gritty and grimy. If something's dirty, let's just be real, it's not going to get any cleaner if it's not put on the table as far as communicating with these avenues and these people in your life. I don't know if you agree with me with that.
I yes and no, I do agree, because some people in these business relationships, of course, personal relationships, close friends, yes, you can be truthful. Some people, Denise, and you know, we've been friends for a long time, don't want to hear the truth. And for me, it would be like, you know, yes, but then if they don't want to hear the truth, that is stinky and dirty, and they're, you know, they're not up to par as a friend being honest, even though it's horrible, that's, for me, that's being a true friend. And for me, that's being a true business associate. But some people, they say they want the truth but can't really handle it. So for me, it would be noticing when they say they want the truth and really can't handle it. Just saying,
exactly.
You know, cutting
and,
it
and,
off.
And,
yeah.
Exactly, and you and me always talked about that, and, you know, shout out to Ty Wright, who helped me a lot with the structure of the show, and to Mike, the producer, even Tony, Zena, everybody that's on the team. We all have different relationships and different avenues of wanting to do it. One thing that we have to be is honest and work together. Now, that's something in 2014 that I'm working on as far as keeping my relationships clean with everybody. Not that I didn't before, but I had an issue being honest as far as trying to hurt someone's feelings, and sometimes...
Yeah.
You have to hurt people's feelings, I'm assuming, just so they can realize that what's going on is for the better of them. You know, you're not intentionally trying to make somebody feel bad or demeaning their personality, but if something's wrong and it's going wrong, you should be that friend, that business partner.
Let's tell them.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Another thing that I wanted to talk about, we talked about, you know, why becoming a better you, you know, if you want to become a better child, better friend, working your relationships in 2014, seeing your vision. I wanted to talk about, you know, setting goals. A lot of people set a lot of goals. You know what I was looking at here? 81% of people who put themselves to becoming a better you or becoming having a New Year resolution, 81% of people, and this was done a study in Stanford and as well in Harvard, 81% of people do not commit to their goals. Do not. They don't stick to it. Only about 19% that, you know, put themselves in the position and say, okay, you know what, I'm going to do this New Year's resolution. I'm going to either quit smoking or lose weight or whatever the case may be, they usually stick to it. That's crazy, right? 81%.
That's insane. And this is, yeah, this is something that we tackled, you know, we did a whole segment as well on our show. But I think part of the reason, because, first of all, they set goals that are not realistic to what they can really, really follow. They don't write it down, and they don't have other people when you set goals. They don't let other people know, like, hey, I'm setting this goal. You know, check on me, coach me in it. They don't ask for those opportunities. So when they do, you know, a lot of people, you know, the things they do is the New Year.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're going into a song.
Yes.
Close. Baby, when that liquor get up on me, I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying hi.
Yo, this is EQ, exceptional quality. Yo, when I'm taking a break from making tracks, You know what I got on. I got that Love Zone USA, top 7 of the last 7 countdown, every Friday from 8 to 9, featuring Tony Diamond, Love Zone.
And we're back on the Girlfriend Network with myself, Denise Durant. Please call in at 347-539-5729 if you have any opinions, any advice, or just want to listen in. Also, I have my lovely, lovely Tahira with me, and we're talking about becoming a better you. Now, before we last left off, you were mentioning realistic goals. Now, I want to talk about, since our show is always about dating and relationship, realistic goals in relationships, how to become a better you in a new relationship or your existing relationship. Tahira, you want to take a little stab at realistic goals as far as you can set with relationships? Because me and you talked about certain things, and we've had our, you know, our dating whirlwind kind of thing. Just enlighten us so our you know, our public knows, and people who are listening, they want to know what's becoming a better you for your relationship. What's realistic goals in a relationship to be set?
The number one I would say is sit down and be honest with yourself and really in a relationship, what you don't want, go through what you don't want so you can really truly understand what you do want in a relationship. That would be the number. If you're not honest with yourself, you can't be honest with the person that you're looking to meet or the person that you're dealing with. So first of all, I would say definitely be honest with what you don't want in a relationship and then be honest with what you do want in a relationship. That's the, you know, starts with you, number one.
That's true. No, I agree with that. And becoming a better you and becoming a better you for a relationship is it comes with honesty and being, you know, honest with what you want and what that person wants. And another thing, respect. Respecting the fact that you are in a relationship. You know that you're in the industry, Tahira, that, you know, you do radio, you do modeling, you do a lot. You know, I'm in the same industry that I do radio. I do a lot of events. And it's kind of hard to, you know, have a foundation with someone who can trust you and understand that you are a networker and you are communicative with a lot of people and you have a circle of people because it's what you do. But having respect, like if you are entering a new relationship, if you are, you know, or an existing relationship, make sure that there's boundaries and things that you set. Make sure that there's a certain time that you should be home. I mean, if you are in a relationship, there should be no reason that you are out till 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning. Even 5, 4,
well,
for example.
You know, with the industry and a lot with radio, you industry parties are late. But I could say, like, right now, you know, I'm dating. But right now, if I'm out late, my boo definitely knows where I am and that I'm definitely coming home, that it's only work. Regardless,
no, definitely,
in front of me.
That's what I want to get clarification on. But what do you think it's right? I mean, you know, you go to industry party. You don't have to stay till the end. You don't have to come home at 5 or 6 o'clock
no,
in the
you
morning.
Just show your
I'm
face.
Not agreeing
you let,
to that.
I would say communication, letting them know. Like, it's, you know, industry is hard. It's definitely hard having a relationship when you're in the industry because you have parties to like 2 o'clock and you leave late. You have to show your face. But as I think trust, number one, has to be the ground rule for anybody in the industry having a relationship. Like, they have to trust you because you're going
to
be out.
No, that's true. You have to have trust, but there's certain respect levels. Like, I agree with you, and then I don't agree. Like, there's certain things that should be done. Like, yeah, I should communicate and let you know that I am out late and I'm definitely coming home. But if you're always in the studio, that's the excuse that people use in the studio, and you're not coming home or you're coming home at 8 o'clock in the morning, there's something wrong with
balance.
That picture.
Yeah, balance. You can't do stuff like that. I agree with you there.
Right?
You
so
can't.
That's what I mean,
yeah.
Honesty, respect. Another thing with relationships and becoming a better you is being considerate of that other person, having consideration of that person that you're in a relationship with. Now, before we go into all of that, because we're talking about becoming a better you in 2014 and relationships, I want to go ahead and bring on a caller and see what our audience or anybody else has to say that's on the line. Because I think honesty, communication, having a balance, and being considerate are things of you becoming a better person and a better person in your relationship, just to have a foundation and start off good and, you know, keep it going. So I know we have a caller on the line. We're about to bring in the caller in. I have Ty on the line. Oh, Ty, the same name as my production baby girl. Shout out to her. She helps me with everything. Her name is Ty as well. I'm going to put Ty in and bring him in and see. You know, I'm not sure if Ty is a female or a male, but let's see what we have here. Ty, how are you? Hello?
Hello.
Ty. Thank you for calling the Girlfriend Network. It's me, Denise, and I have Tahira on the line. What's going on, Ty?
Hi, Ty. Hi. My resolution is to learn to tie knots better so that I can hang the niggers in the trees better.
I have no idea what you're saying, Ty, but I hope your New Year's resolution is great. Have a good night, Ty. Sahira, what was that?
I don't know. It's really
getting back to our conversation
that
we're talking about being honest and considerate and having a balance. It's just truly hard in whatever avenue of your relationship that you're in, you know?
Definitely.
So if you're in your relationship, you should have balance and be considerate. When I mean considerate, make sure if you're working as hard and your partner's working as hard, you guys make a 50-50. If you come home, he cooks one night, you cook one night, you have to be considerate to the person's schedule. I know Tahira has 100 jobs, you know, and myself right now, you know, I'm in limbo. I'm actually putting myself out there in the workforce, and I still have a couple of jobs. So it's like it's kind of hard for you to carry all the weight in your relationship. For example, if I know that my boo goes to school and he works all day and I might get off early, let me just try to help him out maybe when either chores, if we live together. You know, try to do certain things to understand that that person is busy and that you consider that they have all these things going on. I feel like in relationships nowadays, people don't have any consideration. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
it's like selfish. Like we're
exactly. And you go ahead to hear it. I want you to give an example. You know what I'm talking about.
Well,
you do
I
a
have,
lot of things.
Like,
you want it
to
be taken out. You want
to
make time
for things. This actually happened to me on Friday. You know, I'm dating. You know, I'm dating somebody now, and I had an exclusive interview on Saturday. It's okay. At a hotel. So I told him, I was just like, I have this interview. I can't tell you. You know, I told him with who, but at this hotel, and I couldn't tell him. And he's looking at me like, you're telling me you're going to some hotel to interview some dude. And then I had to call him back. I said, I apologize. You know, I'm a radio host. I do interviewing. But that was very inconsiderate of me because you're trying to get to know me. And that looks weird, just telling a person that you're going to a hotel to interview for this exclusive interview and doesn't give any information. You know, and so I had to get out of from being a radio host to be, we're going to go on to another song.
Yes, we're going to another song. We'll be
Let's
back.
Go on to another song.
Yes, we're getting the
yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told these hoes I'll be back around June.
Around June.
Told these hoes I'll be back around June.
Woo.
Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter.
Ooh.
Damn, it's so cold in the fucking winter. Hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm so cold in the fucking
yeah.
winter.
Yeah. You was in La Marina all summer. You was up in toxic all summer.
Turn up.
Now it's getting chilly, that's the fall coming.
Woo.
Now nigga get a call from her, what's up, how you been, hot as summer, hot it in. I'm like some bitch stringing me along like a violin. She was too busy hosting, on Instagram posting, hashtag no filter, aka ho filter, with the innocent face, but you so guilty. Now I'ma take her in like a ho shelter, when there's a few niggas that I know killed her. Four Celtics, Nick Guard, you know Felton, nigga in Atlanta, Air Trainer, no Delta. Been naughty all year, trying to end the night. Summer hoes turning into winter wifey.
His hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
His hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told these hoes I'll be back around June.
Around June.
Told these hoes I'll be back around June.
Woo.
Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter.
Ooh.
Damn, it's so cold in the fucking winter.
His
hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Woo.
Damn, I'm so cold in the fucking
yeah.
winter.
Yeah. You was in Club Live every Sunday. You was in K.O.D. every Monday. Just like Lil Wayne said,
live on Sundays, King of Diamonds Monday.
Oh, you been working out? You think I'm dumb or what? I know how a winter gut turned into a summer butt. She bought 10, she paid for the shot. But why the lime arena for the dot? Hard dick and bazooka. Maybe a little hookah. She thinking Philippe, I'm thinking Chipotle. I heard bitches commit sins for Chipotle. Every rapper in a cypher, every player in a huddle. You
really wanna fuck, but you say you wanna cuddle. You posting like you ballin', but you really in a struggle. The captions be deep, but you shallow as a puddle. Turn down for what?
Hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Toting toes, I'll be back around June.
Around June.
Toting toes, I'll be back around June.
Woo.
Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter.
Woo.
Damn, it's so cold in the fucking winter.
Woo.
Hoes keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the fucking winter.
This is the Fly Jock, Tom Joyner, plus my co-host, J. Anthony Brown.
This is J. Anthony Brown. If you want to hear some good talk and some good music, listen to the Mike T. Show on the LoveZoneUSA.com. That's what I do. Watch out there now.
Come on, DJ. Hit me with another track.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Tony Diamond, LoveZone USA, top seven of the last seven. Each and every Monday, between 9 and 10, I tune into my lady friends over at the Girlfriend Network. It's where the women stay connected with your host, Zena, talking about love, sex, dating, relationships, and marriage. So y'all definitely should check them out each and every Monday, the Girlfriend Network, here on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
And we're back on.
And we're back on the Girlfriend Network. Guys, call in 347-539-5729 and also listen in to Tony Diamond's show every Friday at 8 p.m. He's doing a countdown, the last seven of seven. Thursday night we have Mike T's show. He's going to have a great, great topic, why are black women so damn difficult? Ooh, that's going to get good. That's at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Thursday on www.thelovezoneusa.com. Now we're back. We're talking about different realistic goals about relationships, things that you should look for, becoming a better you, to have that better half for 2014. Now let's talk about a little bit of the things that you shouldn't do in 2014, things that you should try to stay away from, things that just help you become a better person. One thing that you should try to, you know, be careful with and, you know, keep yourself out of negative people, you know, negative comments, negative energy, people who are not for the betterment of you, even if that's your partner, even if that's your mama. Let your mother know, hey, mom, take a break, breathe in and breathe out and pray, and get your negative attitude out my face. Because negativity just brings you down, down, down. I don't know if you agree with me, Tahira. I cannot continue to put myself in situations where someone is a Debbie Downer and is a constant issue with, oh, this is wrong, life is like this, like always an issue. Try to keep people like that out your life, and you will feel a lot less of a load. Don't you agree, Tahira?
I do agree, and we had this conversation before. Like, if people are not going in, this goes into the goal setting. If you set goals and people are not going in the same direction or they don't have the same outlook, you may want to revisit, like, your association. If you're, you know, pushing through, like, you're trying to stick to a goal and setting this goal, and the people that are around you are a person like, oh, you'll never hit that or you never get there. You don't need that type of attitude towards, like, around you because you're trying to achieve. They're comfortable where they are, and they don't believe it. So, you know, they're just, you know, the wrong person to be around. So, yeah, I'm definitely 100%. And I have cut friends off because of the negative attitudes, or they don't see positive in anything.
Exactly. And that's touching on something that you said a little earlier with people around you not knowing the goals that you are setting. People around you are aware of these goals and their positive so-called energies of people, your family, your mother. They'll help you achieve the goal or make it even a less hard a sacrifice than you're already doing. But when you have someone who's a Debbie Downer, which we like to call a negative Nelly, someone who doesn't believe in themselves, let alone going to believe in the sun that's yellow and bright outside, it's not going to happen. That's one thing I don't want for 2004 is negative people. Another thing I don't want is people around me who are pretty much leechers. People can leech. Leechers meaning that they only reach out to you when they need certain things, and when things are going down is that when you hear from them. But when things are really bright and sunny and the sun will come out tomorrow, you have no idea where these people are at. It's like ghost town. It's like if you were, you know, I can't deal with people who are leechers. Like, if you cannot be there for me when I'm in my worst, like Marilyn Monroe says, you cannot deserve me at my best. It's just not going to happen. You shouldn't have people around you that are circumstantial, leechers,
situational.
Exactly. I mean, what do you feel about that? I know you've experienced that. I'll give you a story, but I'm going to let you go ahead. Go ahead, Tara.
No, you know, I'm a person. Like, I'm a good friend, and I love to. I can't love anymore. But what I've learned through experience, people only want to be around you. They want to use you and family members as well as a resource. I'm 2014. I'm not everybody's resource. Everybody doesn't deserve my time. Everybody doesn't deserve my wisdom. So I'm, again, reevaluating my associations that are around me, and that's including leechers as well.
Yes, leechers. Another set of people, which I tend to, like, you know, I'm crossing out my list. I'm making my goals for tomorrow. I always do this every year. I set a list of goals, you know, positive and negative, the things that I want attainable in the 6 months and then my last 6 months. That's something that I do every year. Last year I didn't do. I'm getting back into the habit. Another type of set of people that I don't appreciate other than leechers and negative people are people who are your yes men. People who are going to be in agreement to everything and everything you do. It's a difference between being a loving person, being genuine. But someone who does not look out for you and agrees with everything you do when everything is going good, that's someone you should watch for. Someone can't tell you, hey, this is wrong, or I feel a certain way, or it's everything that you do is okay. There's an issue with that because there's different balances and different sides to relationships. Even with people that I work with at the Love Zone, even with Ty, that we might go over, it's like, oh, I don't like this, or, you know, that's appreciative. Like you said, honesty. You shouldn't be around anyone who isn't honest and wants to be only neutral. You have to stand for something, especially in a relationship. It has to be yay or nay. It shouldn't be like, oh, okay, whatever, whatever. No, I don't agree with that. I don't know if you understand exactly what I'm trying to say, Tahira.
Yeah, with me, it's like friends. I want my friends, again, back to people not really being real with themselves or can't tell the truth about things. Like, I'll tell you, you may not like it. It's not going to be nasty, but it's also to make you better. And then, you know, you'll see, like she was saying, is to help me, not to hurt me. When you have friends around you that are saying yes, 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 you don't grow. You stay in the same place. If you know the person that's not saying they're not your true friends, but they're the wrong type of friends because you want to grow and you want to get better. You can't grow with somebody who's just saying everything's perfect because it's not. There's no growth for opportunity. So definitely want people, I call my board of directors around me to say, hey, Tahira, you could have did that better, or, you know, this is your opportunity here. I won't get mad because you love me so much, you want to see me at my best. And that's how
absolutely.
I see it.
Absolutely. And when I say yes,
criticism.
Men kind of thing, is they saying yes to the wrong thing. Like, you're going to the club, let's go out, let's drink, let's do different habits and things that you're trying to get away from, they're yesing you and they're influencing you on. You have to ensure that even if it's your partner, your man, your boo, your girl, your husband, your wife, that this person knows that, hey, listen, you know, you have to be honest with me. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing. They keep you kind of off focus and say yes to all the wrong things, you know? So that's something that's kind of like, you know, I want to get clear on my life. Now that we talked about people and things that we don't want, I want to talk about a couple of things that I don't want to see for the year 2014, things that I want to, I'm over with. I want to talk about a little bit about that. One thing that I'm kind of over, and this has to do with, you know, it has a little bit to do with our topic as far as becoming a better you, but it's about certain trends. I cannot take it anymore. If I see one more person with a twerk video, I am going to get a gun and just massacre people. Because I can't, I don't want to hear the word twerk. I don't want to see no twerking. I don't want to know nothing about twerking in 2014.
I'm over
How do you
twerking.
Feel about that? Because I'm so over.
Definitely. I'm on the same boat with you. I just, you know, keep it at home with your boo, like, really, you know. And then I see the kids out in the street walking to school twerking like 8:30 in the morning. Is
exactly.
that the message that you want to send to, you know, teenagers? Not even teenagers, these are like middle school kids. That
exactly.
I mean, more
how could you become a better you and support certain things like that? I mean, it's fun, it's cute, twerking, but I think it's reached its pinnacle that I don't even care for it. I saw a video of a little girl, maybe about 5 years old. It was on Facebook. I'm not sure if you saw it circulating. She was twerking. Why is
no,
a 5-6-year-old kid
I can't.
In 2013
stuff
twerking?
Like that gets me upset, like, because, you know, people, men that are pedophiles, and I don't want to go into this, they look and they take that things like that serious. And it's not good. It's just not good. Like, what messages are we sending? You know, how are we protecting our children when we're serving them up as, like, sexual objects? I don't know. I'm glad I didn't
see
that.
Yeah, that's
on
one thing. And for 2014, another thing I want to, you know, just to help people become a better you, this whole, the side chick kind of thing, the being the side chick thing is kind of in. There's nothing about being second place anything that's appealing, number
one. How do you not have self-esteem about yourself? Like,
become a better you. Do not be anybody's second plate. Not left over, honey. You're not somebody's
dog. If he don't love you like I love you, he got to go. Or
exactly.
If she don't love you like I, yeah, you got to, you got to. I'm so into having good self-esteem, or that's like no self-esteem. What do you do on
ridiculous.
Christmas?
That's ridiculous.
Like,
make it go away for 2014, twerking and being officially side chicks. Thanks to Peter Guns, a.k.a. Peter Pankey from Love & Hip Hop New York. He married a side chick, so people think that's cute. That is not cute. Let's get rid of that. Another thing that I'm just over, and I don't want to knock anyone, but the whole wifing up a stripper thing. Men are picking up strippers from strip clubs, making them their wives. making them different. Right. I'm not saying that stripping to each his own, but I just think it's become an oversaturation of men putting these women in a pedestal. There's a lot of other women, you know, like myself, like you. You know, we are dating, or you know, with a boo. But when we're single, we had a lot of things to give out. I'm not saying these women are trash. Never that, because I've never been in a position to done that. And I know women who've done that and are very successful, and they got out that lifestyle. But get out that lifestyle and stop making it glamorous. Because at the end of the day, it's very hard when a woman puts herself out there, especially the way it's being portrayed, to get out. What do you think about that? I make that go away.
Definitely, shout out to all the strippers that really are making money out that.
Exactly.
But,
shout out to you, girl.
That's not a lifestyle. First of all, it's not a lifestyle for me. You have to, again, put yourself out there. When you have thousands of men in some places touching you, in places that are very intimate, self-esteem-wise, that does a lot to you. To make them wives and think they can be a wife at that point in time, I'm not saying they can't, but don't forget, you know, they're stripping. This is what they do. So don't expect them to transform into something else. You know, make sure if you're going to make the transition that you have something to fall back on besides the pole.
Make it stop. Make it stop as far as, like, you go on Instagram, it's like you go on Wildin' Out, on Nick Cannon show, Wildin' Out. There are strippers there that are the Wildin' Out models. I'm not knocking these ladies for being on any of the I Adore magazines or Rhymes and Dimes. Hell, I shot and I did that before for Rhymes and Dimes. I did that once. That's just not my thing. My whole thing is that these men are putting these women in this pedestal, and everybody seems to want, you know, a stripper as a wifey. And I was laughing the other day, and I didn't think this was nice, but I thought it was just over the top. I was listening to an interview, and I hear one of the DJs from New York radio station, he was, you know, pretty much going completely ham on the subject. Why are you wifing these strippers? Have more respect. Like, just going in. And I don't think that these women disrespect themselves. That's not what I'm saying. More shout out to the women who are making money and have a goal and are getting out. Just like people who sell drugs or do whatever kind of hustle. My thing is, everything comes with territory. And please, let's stop glorifying these women and making it seem like they're the only woman out there. There's plenty of beautiful women
True. That
have degrees and are strong. So,
I'm not knocking the strippers, but what I will say, because I know a lot of my friends one of my friends, just we had a conversation about this. Her boyfriend broke up with her because she was a stripper. She's not a stripper anymore. But all I'm saying is tell the real truth about what you do. Tell the real truth about the parties. If you want to, don't make it all glamorous. Let people know what it's really about. You know, we see the rappers throwing money and, you know, making it rain and stuff like that, but that is not a day in the life of a stripper. It's not at all. Not. So tell the truth, because you have these little girls thinking that's what's it. You know, they want to, I'm going to just dance to do what I have to do.
They all want to do that, and they're all emulating because sex sells, and it's another thing that's just over the top. Another thing that I want to make, hopefully, you know, people becoming a better you, knowing these little trends and these things all fall into the same category of becoming a better you, because these things are emulated to our kids, to our peers, to our, you know, people who want to emulate this and look up to this. Another thing that I just find kind of like, okay, let's just stop the whole thing. We talked about the twerking, the strippers, the side chick, the respect. Another thing that I see that is happening a lot lately, and I hope that in 2014 we analyze ourselves and look into ourselves, is the fact that we have a lot of women who are stepping up and a lot of men who are not. If you look at the job market, a lot of women are becoming head of households. You know, I'm not sure if it's because of a lot of single mothers, obviously, and the home and things that they're raised with culture. Let's just have the men step up a little bit more. You know, have them be, you know, have them go to college, have the same aspirations as us women. I'm not saying that we are ruling the world, but if you look at statistics, it's about 60% of women are in college versus a small percentage of men who are trying to get their degrees or their education or even open up a business and be an entrepreneur. You don't have to go to school. Just have more aspirations. What do you think about that, Tahir? I know you've come across
me
that
a
lot.
I think a lot of men are in jail. I think, you know, the women to men ratio is just, at this point, it's really depleted. I have a lot of views on this, and it's a whole nother show when we get into it. But I think the men should have more higher goals. And what I would like to see change for 2014, the women that are, you know, out there doing their thing, men not to hold that against them and hate on them because they feel like they should have their hand out. So
yeah, if I could see more men really appreciate the woman that is holding it down, is the head of household, that would be great. But I think a lot of the men are in jail. We don't have enough men out here, like, with
yes.
us. We have
absolutely,
to step up
absolutely.
And, you know, take care of our kids.
I agree. I mean, we talked about the twerking. You know, we made a light joke about it, things with the side chick as far as the strippers being wiped up, as far as men not stepping up. One more thing that I want to add for 2014 is just that everybody with Instagram, be careful with social media, what you put out there. Instagram has gotten off the hook. Everybody's either half naked or just showing everything. Make sure you have respect for your relationship, for yourself, and don't put all your business out there. And then one more thing, too, to add is the surgery. Surgery. Ass shots. I swear if I see one more fake ass, I'm going to punch it. And
in the Dominican Republic, my friend is going. Yeah, so much. Like, let's touch on the Instagram and the reality TV. You know, I'm doing a reality show.
What I would suggest,
don't lose who you are. You know, I sat down with the directors and I said, look, this is what you're not going to see on the show from me. And this is my sister's on it, too. So this is not, you're not going to see this for us. Don't forget where you come from. And
exactly.
Understand when you're doing Instagram that you're trying to get a job. Say if you lose your job, you're trying to get a job. Employers are looking at this. This is how they're going to see you. This is where they're going to weigh you whether you get a job or not. So definitely be careful. And I tell my nephews, everybody that's teenagers as well, be careful what you text and put online. It's a written record. And they use a lot of this stuff in court. So just be careful.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why people in certain government jobs can't have anything on social media that way, because it affects their job. Now, getting touching on surgery a little bit, guys, make sure any realistic goals to become a better you, discipline yourself, try to work out, and make realistic goals. There's certain things that can't change about your body. Make sure you don't go to these foreign countries. And if you decide to do it, let it be the last kind of result after you tried everything, because everyone's starting to look the same. Everybody looks like Kim Kardashian, Dominican uptown, with the long Brazilian hair and the little guitar body, like, for real. Not everybody looks like that. Let's cut it out, please.
Yeah.
What
work
do you
what
think?
You got.
I mean, that's
just like women,
oversaturated now.
Women work out, go to the gym, cut back. Like, I've done it, like, for fashion shows and stuff like that. Work out. Make the body that you want naturally. You're not going to be Kim Kardashian, but you can be the best physical you can be. And if you don't like it, somebody else will. So,
well,
love yourself.
Honestly,
that's all about loving yourself.
It is. Love yourself for 2014, and thank you very much, everybody, for listening in. We have so much to look for 2014 for the Love Zone USA. We have a new host, Nicole and Natalie, a lot of surprises. Make sure you guys tune in, and remember, sacrifice, take action, persistent, and positivity, and love conquers all. Thank you so much, Tahir, for holding me down the last 2 months.
So
as long as you've been on, tell everybody where they can reach you at, and we're going to close out.
You guys can log on to the Word Up Show every Saturday, 6 to 7, IBM4U.com with Rose Gold and Lady Wisdom. It's been
a
pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you, all the listeners, and just peace, love, and respect for the new year, and have a great and happy holiday. 2014 is going to be awesome. Bye-bye, guys.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Hey, this is Big Daddy Kane, and trust me, when it comes to love, there's no half-stepping on the Love Zone, USA.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.